Yes, son, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you has given us to come into your house and worship. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing. Holy Ghost, have your way. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the service. Thank you, Reverend Carter, praying for the people of God. Thank you, Lord, for all the giving and all the saying that makes up this service. We bless your word, Lord. And thank you for this opportunity that you have given me one more time. Anoint this son. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Somewhere else. But God has saw fit for us to come one more time into the house of worship. Now I know they got food in the back. I don't know how much the plates is, but I do want to support that. How much? Anyway, if you have your Bibles, let's go to St. Luke, Dr. Luke. Thank God again for this day. As we go, I had talked with a brand new chief on the other day, and come by the shop and was talking about some things that he's gonna do new. And not only that, we thank God for law enforcement. There's been another murder on the other night, which is the 39th murder in Alexander. And we're talking to some of the law enforcement that we're going to have some more marches and try to do what we can, most of all, keep prayer in your God for these young children. This is a serious matter. God is serious, and he don't play. I try all my best every day to live according to the word. I fall short like anyone else. But he know your heart, and you can't fool me. At no times. But we thank God for this day, and it's in, if we go to the book of Luke, your lives, and let the church say amen. Amen. That Juneteenth, I try to support Brother Carter every year because that's something else that happened way back in the 18 and early 1900s of Black Americans. Amen? Amen? A lot of people, young people today, don't know that we didn't just get here on our own. We come this far as the choir sang by faith, leaning on the everlasting. We come this far by faith. Juneteenth is important for us as Black Americans, amen? They say Black Lives Matter, but just keep the communities in prayer. I say that and I mean it because that could be one of our children, or it could be one of us. The devil is working overtime because he know he have but a short time. That's what Revelation says in Revelation chapter 10. Luke, I didn't give y'all chapter 5, I'm sorry. Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. If you have it, say amen. Can't don't stop. It says, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was presented to heal them. It goes on and reads, as I'm going to read all, it says, and behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. The sought means to bring him in, to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tilling with his house into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto them, men, thy sins are forgiven unto thee. 21 says, the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God? Drop down, I'm going to read the last verse. I'm not going to read all of them. In 26 it says, and they were all amazed. And they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. You may be seated. We have seen strange things today. The flower faded. The word of our God shall stand forever. How many of you know that God is good this morning?
Yeah.
I mean, you know that God is a way maker. The choir saying, they saying, he's a way maker. I'm not no artist. I can't sing it, but I can make a tune to God to, you know, to glorify, give him all the glory. He is a way maker.
Yeah.
I want to talk on the subject, faith. We have seen strange things today by faith. And again, I like that song, Leaning on the Everlasting. We come this far by faith. And I can remember the times when we didn't have much. I remember the times when mama and grandmama would be on the porch praying for food. And me with my little pea brain nose, it said black, you know. I wanted to know why they don't pray for some shoes they got on or some stockings or something that they need. But as I got older now, Reverend Carter, and I know and understand, when you got closer to God, that's all you need. Strange things happen when you're close to God. Deacon Abe just told his hands. Look, he can remember one time he couldn't move his hand, but now he can move his hand. Don't you know that's a blessing? If you think it ain't a blessing, go to MD Anderson or St. Luke Cross the Street in Houston, Texas. And you'll say, Lord, thank you. Because there are people that are in that place in a terrible fix.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about this for a few moments, faith. You got to have faith to please God. The Bible says in Hebrews, he that believeth in him must believe that he is. For he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I think that's in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and 6 verse, something like that. But you know, got to know that whatever you're going through this moment is not by no accident. Your Lord and Savior knew that what you're going to be going through anyhow on this 6 day of June. Hello, somebody. As we look in the text, we're going to get to the text. The text says that Jesus here had just got through dealing with healing some people. And you know, when you're trying to do good, as Apostle Paul says, evil is always present. Somebody always got something to say when you're trying. But when you're trying to help somebody. Because I remember Dr. King when I was a little boy, he said, tell them not that I have, Reverend Carter, 400 awards. somebody preach my eulogy, tell them that I try to help somebody a long life. And that's all I'm trying to do. Doors may be closed in your face every now and then. And then you might have to shed a tear every now and then on this faith walk. And on this faith walk, you're going to have some people that you're going to think your friend, but they ain't your friend. But I know a man that named Jesus. He's a friend to the friend. He's a mother to the mother. He's a bridge over troubled water, because I know about this. You can't tell me about something if you ain't been through it just then. When you at the crossroads, I'm talking to somebody, and you're trying to help somebody, and you don't know which way to go, because you look up or look wide, right, left, right, but all you got to ask is, Lord, show me your way. The Bible says, lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. God is something, ain't he? God know how to work it out when you're trying to figure it out. And when you old and bill collectors, if you close to God, God say, I am that I am. God also said, I'll be there with you when nobody else with you. That's why I call him, never call him a mother to the mothers, because when my mama closed her eyes, I didn't know who to turn to. But Jesus. Here he is in this chapter. Let's look at the chapter. Says, now, it came to pass on a certain day, which would be a Sunday. Because Sundays is the first day of the week. And Jesus knew that he was going to rise up on the first day of the week. And the Bible says that when Father came to pass a certain day, he was teaching the people. Now, watch this. They had put Jesus out of the synagogue. They have called him a wine bibber. They have called him a friends of publicans and sinners. They have called him everything that they named, that they could name to call. You ever been that way? Some people, you call your name and they talk about you and they just run your name up and down the street and up and down the sidewalk and everywhere else. You ain't never been like that? Just keep on living. Because if you name the name of Christ and you is a believer and a witness for Christ, just rest assured, it's coming. Don't get no amen. As he was teaching, that there were what? Pharisees and doctors. And in other words, they thought they were some peculiar people. And they thought they were better than Jesus. There's some people you know, I don't know about you, that think they're better than other people. Just because they got doctrines behind their name or PhD, that don't make you no better than nobody. Because the other day I was in the graveyard and I looked at it and I told Fat Al, I said, man, you know what? All these people in here is dirt. How can dirt be mad with other dirt? It may be some dark dirt and it may be some black dirt, but all of it is dirt. So what makes me, Eugene, to be thinking that you better than somebody else, Eugene? You got it twisted. Because the God I serve said all me that I created is equal. And I don't look at you, Eugene, just because you anointed and all that. I look at everybody the same. Ain't God good? Oh, I hear y'all. I wish y'all hear me talking today. Because even though I'm going through a storm right now, God is able to bring me through it. We've been down this road before. Not one time, not two times, not three times. I can't count, but every time. I go down Broke Street. God be holding my hand. Saying, I'm with you. See, if you know God is with you, you may have to shed some tears every now and then. But like they say in the song, you do require, say, friends are few. You're going to have some friends, but there ain't going to be a lot of friends. Because you're not living that old wretched life no more. You're trying to do what thus says the Lord. And when you're trying to do what thus says the Lord, all hell breaks me. Y'all don't be here? I know I got a witness up in here. Just keep on living. God know how to test you, and the devil know how to tempt you. You hear that? God know how to test you, but the devil know how to tempt you. And if you ain't anchored in the Lord, like that song said, all of my steps in the Lord, lead me and guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. You got to pray. It's right there in the text. Before Jesus got ready to preach, he went alone and got into a desert place, and he began to pray to his Father. So let that me and you know that prayer will move a mountain out of your way. Prayer will put money in your pocket. Prayer will make you see strange things on certain days. Prayer. Good God Almighty. Look what it said. It said, and it said, Pharisees and doctors, look, it said, and of the what? Law. They were some kind of like today would be a seminary, you know. And when you got a doctor's degree, so many people, and I ain't talking about nobody but the shoe fit weight, so many people when they got doctor's degree think they better than other preachers, better than anybody but you ain't no better than nobody. That's just a piece of paper. The only thing that's gonna work in your life, in my life, and everybody else's life is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And you got to be born again to get there. And if you ain't born again, you sure got a strong delusion. Hello, Father. And I'm not jealous of nobody, because I know Satan, that comes from Satan. Satan was jealous in the beginning. Tell me, I'm going to be like the Most High God. God said, no, you ain't. Get on down there. Well, you tell me God ain't powerful. You tell me God won't. God know what you're thinking before you even think. God know what you're going to do today before you even do it today. That's the God we serve. Are you talking about God? You talking about somebody that made, stepped out on nothing ever called it and made something out of it? You talking about somebody that took a little dusty eye like me and made me to live and made me to see and all this, and you gonna try to go against God? You got to be out your mind. Huh? The Bible say, watch this, in Romans 8:31 say, if God be for you, who can be? But watch this adverb. I'm going to put an adverb in there. It said, who can be against you? But watch this. God said it. Now, he said it, but I'm saying it. If God against you, who can be? Y'all not hearing. I said, if God is against you, who can be? Oh, y'all. See, one thing about God, he's no pickers and choosers. This boy here that was been lying on his back, I pretty much sure since he was born, I don't know, he might have had a car accident or whatever it was, but he was paralyzed. And he couldn't do for himself. But Reverend Carly had some friends. It was four of them, Mark said, in Mark chapter 2, it's the same thing, but I like Luke, because Luke gives a little more in depth of the scripture of what happened. These boys here, they could not get to Jesus because of the multitude was so great. But they had an illusion saying, we're going to get to Jesus one way or another. The old folk, grandmama used to say, and mama, Eugene used to say, there's always more than one way to skin a cat. That's old folks shop. Y'all not hearing me. I say, I told Mark Woods that the other day. Mark Woods started like the chef. Look, I say, chef is all he was talking about. Sir. And I say, chef. It is all, I say, it's more than one way to skin a cat. You ain't hearing me. In other words, if I can't skin it that way, I might go to the chair and skin it this way. And if I can't, ain't God good? Or sure ain't God good? Even though if I'm broke and no money, see, some people praise God because they got a new car, because they got money. I'm going to praise him if I got it or I ain't got it, because I know the same God that blessed my brother over here, he could do the same for me if I just keep the faith and say I walk by faith and not by sight. I believe that God said he that is a believer of him is a diligent reward. And I know that he got some reward for all of us in here if we just keep the faith. See, faith what moves God. Your pride not going to move God. Faith what moves God. And if you say, Lord, I got faith as a grain of mustard seed, that mountain going to be moved out of your sight. They had a song out, Reverend God say, Lord, don't move the mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And Lord, you don't have to move the stomach. Uh-oh, I got some. Oh, boy. Y'all remember that? You remember that car? You remember that you holding me? Not only that, we used to play, and when we on Sunday evenings, when we would get out our little one, I had a little black pants on, a little shirt, whole thing, I thought I was King Chuck somebody. Hello. But when we come home, you know, after church, Eugene, we had to get out our clothes, and we would sing this song, "Stay, Buttermilk, Stay. The milkman's on his way." Y'all might hear me. Humpty Dumpty sit on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king men all couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together. I'm talking about the old days, man. Y'all look at me like I'm talking about that wasn't no kidding like it is today. You know why? Because we done stopped doing this. And we done started doing that. We done put this down and got another thing called gun. But let me tell you something. Jesus already told those boys, said, "Put up, Peter, that."
Thank you. I'm blessed today. Through it all, I can tell the world I've been blessed.
Your name, I praise your name.
each and every day. Yes, I will. When I think about how you keep on blessing me. I dare not to complain because I've really been blessed.
You blessed.
When I sit around and look back over my life, when I think about all the things that God has brought me through,
praise God.
Blessed. He's opened up so many doors that I was unable to see. When I was sick, He healed my body. Nobody but Jesus. When I was down, didn't have no money in my pocket, He was right there. But I had no one that I could turn to. That lets me know that I'm too blessed to be straight. When I didn't think that I was gonna have no food on my table, God was right there by my side. He made a way out of no way. Can I get a witness in here tonight? That's why I'm not ashamed to let the world know that God has been good to me. Oh yes, He has. When I think about
that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO St. Joseph.